Right, so this is chapter 8, Other Chords and Tensions, in the Harmony, Modern Harmony Simplified book. And the very first one under 8A is the diminished chord. You guys both know how to play diminished chord, but just to review, for C diminished, the two voicings I recommend from bottom to top would be X3-4-2-4-X. Sounds like that. And the other one is 8X787X. That's 8X787X. Okay? And then the intervals of that, we're not playing them in the order that it's presented on the sheet, but we rarely do play the intervals in order on guitar, as you guys know already. It's 1, flat 3, flat 5, double flat 7. If you had to play that in order, it would be nearly impossible, like this, like C, E flat on the next string, G flat on the next string, A on the next string. You need two hands to do that. So you almost have to reorder the notes here. But those are the intervals, and the reason why we bring that up is notice that between 1 and flat 3 is a minor third, like 3 frets, like between C and E flat. Like, let's just do it on one string, actually. The notes are C, E flat, G flat, and B double flat, also known as A. So on one string, let's call it the fifth string, third fret. If you play C, then E flat at sixth fret, G flat at fret 9, or G flat, fret 9, and then B double flat or A at fret 12, and then you go up another 3 frets and you're back at C at fret 15. So all those notes are minor thirds apart, 3 frets apart. Why do we care about that? Because it's a symmetrical construction, and therefore you can take it up 3, you could take it up 3 frets, the entire chord up 3 frets. And it doesn't change the name. It's the same notes. So C, just maybe you might change the name depending on what's in the bass. So C diminished 7 is the same as E flat diminished 7, same as G flat diminished 7, same as A diminished 7 depending on what's on the bass. But really, if you saw C diminished, you could play any of those and it would still be correct, because it's like four different chord names are identical to each other. Make sense? Let me hear you guys play that chord starting at 3rd fret. That would be C diminished 7, then 6th fret E flat diminished 7, then 9th fret G flat diminished 7, then A, and then if you went up another 3 frets you'd be back where you started. And so you can hear it all blends together. So there's only, when it comes to diminished harmony, there's only 3 sets of them, like, in the universe, because we just saw that 4 notes are identical. So there's 3 families of 4. There's the C, E flat, G flat, A family. There's the D flat. Everything goes up by 1. So, you know, G flat, E. It'll be D flat, E. I should be able to just say this off the top of my head, but D flat, E, G, and B flat family. And then there's the D, F, A flat, and B family. Right? Is everybody with me? There's only 3 families of diminished. Good. All right, next. The part, we're at 8A2. I want to point out that the diminished chord has 2 tritones in it. The 2 tritones, tritone means 2 notes that are 3 whole steps away. The G flat and the C is a tritone. Like when you take your, just do your regular C diminished chord at fret 3. The very first 2 notes you play, C and G flat, are tritone apart. Just play strings 5 and 4 together. And those 2 notes are 3 whole steps apart, C and G flat. Because if you had to map that on one string, right, you'd have to go 3 whole steps apart. No, but like you'd be at C. You go 1 whole step to D, 1 whole step to E, and 1 whole step to G flat. So that's why it's called a tritone. It's 3 whole steps. Just explaining. And the other tritone is between E flat and A, or B double flat. So when you take that same chord that you were playing at fret 3, and you play strings 3 and 2, those two notes are a tritone apart. Because if you were at A, you went up 3 whole steps, you'd get to E flat. Just do it to prove me right. Like play an A note and then go up 3 whole steps and you'll get to E flat. Right? So why do we care about the tritones? Well, if you missed the previous lesson about tritones, it's a very unstable interval. Like that to that, it's very unstable, or this to this. Either one of those is unstable. Put that all together and it's a very unstable chord, which is a good thing. It's like very versatile to get you to move from one place to another. After all, music is tension and release. So to have a chord that's like super tense, you can stick it in anywhere and it works. Like, I'm going off the deep end now, but this isn't on your sheet, but you could have any of the chords in like a C harmonized, C major harmonized scale. Just listen for this. This is C major. As you guys know, you could put a diminished chord before every single one of those wherever you could, and it will sound good. It'll sound at least interesting. That's kind of, let me try and do it in time, like. So, very handy chord. And we're going to explore some of the more common motions of these, because a tritone, how if you missed the chapter on tritone, it's very unstable, so it's like begging to be resolved. Going back to Hillary's thing about the elementary school shut up and sit down signal, was you said it was that. I thought that was so funny because it's perfect tension and resolution, like from tension to resolution. Like, that's a perfectly musically valid way to get kids to shut up and sit down, except maybe the shut up part's a little strong, but so it's very versatile. And so now we have two of them, and it's going to be extremely versatile as a tension chord that resolves. Most common, so now we're in point number 3, so 8A3. It says usually resolves like as a sharp 1 diminished to a 2 chord. So just play what's written there. C major 7, C sharp diminished, D minor 7. And use that C sharp diminished voicing that I showed you guys. Well, I showed you it as a C diminished, but you just take it up one fret. So it'd be like X, 4, 5, 3, 5, X. That's X, 4, 5, 3, 5 for the C sharp diminished. Yep, exactly as written on A3A. Play that again if you would. Like, let's say 4 beats each. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Perfectly, you've heard that a million times. In fact, if you put a G7 at the end, that'd be like 1 sharp, 1 diminished, 2, 5. Very common in jazz. So let's play that with a G7 at the end. 2, 3, go. G7 instead of G major 7. Good. So one more time. 2, 3, go. Good. Good. And that's very common. Very common. Alright. Next is, you can have it as a descending chromatic where you would play E flat diminished, then D minor 7. Slightly different sound, but it's very valid. Let's play it. And let's put also G7 at the end just to make it into a nice 4-bar progression. So we're playing 8A3B. 2, 3, 4. Again. Okay, I'm hearing something funny at the end. We're sticking a G7 at the end. Alright, but you heard the diminished. It was more spicy than the first example, wasn't it? And mind you, that E flat diminished, like if I had to solo over that, this is just a personal little thing. Like I think of that as a one diminished in my head, because E flat diminished and C diminished are the same as we saw earlier. So when soloing on that, if someone would volunteer to play me that progression we just did, I'll solo in C major. And I'll play a C diminished, a one diminished over the E flat diminished, and then back to C major for the other two chords. So please demonstrate. Here we go. 2, 3, 4. Good, one more time. Okay, so that's just a little thing that I think of. I think of it as a one diminished. Next, it says same root auxiliary chord. Like you can have a C diminished to a C major 7. Let's play that. Four beats each. 2, 3, 4. Good. Famous example of that is in the tune in Corcovado. It's now coming up, it goes F diminished to F. Listen. So, so very, very smooth resolution there. All right, good. And then letter D is something I added. The book didn't have this, but I think it's so common. You guys need to know about it. It's a four to a sharp four diminished to a five. So if you're in the key of C, that's like C major 7, and then F major 7, F sharp diminished 7, and then G7. All right, so I want you to play that with me. It's a 1-4 sharp 4 diminished 5 progression. Here we go. And then how would you play the F? Like the F sharp diminished, I'd use, if I'm playing F major 7 down here, which you don't have to, but like suppose you play C major down at fret 3, right? And then you play your F major like 1x, 2-2-1x. Then you're gonna need an F sharp diminished that's down here. I would go 2x, 1-2-1x. That's 2x, 1-2-1x. Nice, yeah, that's 2x, 1-2-1x. I would do it with fingers 2, then 1, then 3, then 1. You got a mini bar on with finger 1. Here we go. We're going to play the whole progression. 2, 3, 4, like. Again. Good. Now, it doesn't have to be jazz. You see that chord all over the place. This is from a jazz book, so the examples are going to be more jazzy. But when you play When the Saints Are Coming In, I want to be in that number. Right there was the diminished in me. So right here. Lots of tension. Begging to be resolved. And that's why we feel so good when it's Saints Come Marching. Right? So, it doesn't necessarily have to be jazz. The other point about diminished before we move on is basically any other spot that you want to resolve to, you could resolve it usually a half step below. We also saw a half step above. It's more common a half step below. So like, just pick a random progression like a 1, 6, 4, 5, right? Just because I feel like it, I'm gonna put a diminished chord right before the sixth chord. This would be a G sharp diminished. So just listen, you don't have to play this one, just. So I don't know if you can hear it. put it before every chord? Like, what if I put it before every single chord? I don't know how I would do E diminished right here. Like this, maybe. So, that's how versatile the diminished chord is. Any questions so far?